Trending now on Capitol Hill, TikTok. From American Public Media, this is Marketplace Tech. I'm Lily Jamali. Wednesday, members of the House of Representatives proved they actually can agree on something.
On this vote, the yeas are 352, the nays are 65.
In a bipartisan vote, lawmakers passed a bill that would force TikTok to split from its Chinese owner ByteDance or face a ban, the first for a social media app in the U.S. President Biden has signaled he'd sign the bill into law if it passes the Senate. But as Jamil Jaffer points out, a little something called the First Amendment, the one about free speech, well, that could complicate this crackdown. Jaffer is the executive director of the Knight First Amendment Institute at Columbia University.
You know, the practice of restricting citizens' access to foreign information and ideas and foreign media, that's a practice that has historically been associated with authoritarian regimes. Authoritarian regimes all over the world restrict their citizens' access to information from abroad in order to hold on to their own power. You know, that fact is reason enough for us to be wary about going down this road. But the bigger reason, I think, to reject this idea is that it would be ineffective. The same kind of information that TikTok collects about its users is available to anybody who wants to buy it on the open market from data brokers and data aggregators. If China wants data about Americans, it has many ways to get that data that don't involve TikTok. So this bill is going to be ineffective. And at the same time, it restricts Americans from accessing a platform that is one of the most popular communications platforms in the world.
Which you argue is a violation of the First Amendment rights of Americans.
I do argue that it's a violation of the First Amendment rights of Americans. And I have Supreme Court case law to point to. You know, less than a decade ago, in a case called Packingham versus North Carolina, the Supreme Court held that the First Amendment protects Americans' right to access social media platforms. And 50 years ago, in a case called Lamont versus Postmaster General, the court held that the First Amendment protects Americans' right to access foreign propaganda. That was a case involving Americans who wanted to subscribe to communist propaganda from abroad. They were receiving it by mail, and there was a federal law that required them to register with the post office in order to receive that information. So you could, you know, you were still allowed to get the information, but you had to register your name with the post office in order to do it. And the Supreme Court struck down that law as an impermissible attempt by Congress to burden the receipt of ideas, Americans' right to receive ideas from abroad. And that was a case in which it was undisputed that what Americans were trying to get from abroad was communist propaganda. The facts here are more complicated. You know, TikTok, yes, it's true. TikTok is owned by ByteDance. ByteDance is headquartered in China. The Chinese government has a lot of influence with companies that are headquartered there. But nobody is arguing that TikTok is just Chinese propaganda. And yet in a case that was decided again, half a century ago, the Supreme Court said, even when it's uncontested that what Americans are trying to receive from abroad is communist propaganda, they have a First Amendment right to do so.
So get specific with me, the way that this proposed law approaches TikTok, what is, if you had to pick one thing, the most egregious violation of First Amendment rights?
Well, the law restricts Americans' access to this foreign social media platform. And for that reason, it implicates the First Amendment. It doesn't mean that, Congress can't regulate that right. It doesn't mean that under no circumstances could Congress ban Americans from accessing TikTok. But, the fact that the First Amendment protects Americans' right to access social media means that Congress can't impose restrictions without good reasons. And so any court that is confronted with this question of whether this bill violates the First Amendment will ask, are there good reasons for this ban? And I think the fact that the ban doesn't actually meaningfully constrain the ability of the Chinese government to collect information about Americans will be fatal to the ban in court. if Congress were really interested in constraining the Chinese government's ability to access Americans' data, the way to do it is to pass a privacy law that restricts what TikTok can collect, restricts what other social media platforms can collect, and restricts the ability of data aggregators and data brokers to share and sell Americans' information to foreign countries or maybe to anybody.
We'll be right back. You're listening to Marketplace Tech. I'm Lily Jamali. We're back with Jamil Jaffer. Let's talk about the politics of this, too. What do you make of this proposal coming in the middle of an election? Our politics are already very volatile as it is. On the other hand, you know, some argue it's especially important right now to cap the influence of a platform like TikTok.
Yeah, I mean, I think that it's important to think about the risk of misinformation and disinformation, you know, in advance of an election, and how you know, we should protect ourselves against those risks. I think that all that is, you know, legitimate. I don't think at the end of the day we can answer the question or the risk of misinformation or disinformation by investing the government with the authority to decide which ideas we have access to. You know, and this is a point that goes beyond TikTok. You know, there's all sorts of misinformation and disinformation out there on social media platforms, also in newspapers, on cable TV. Addressing, you know, the risks of misinformation and disinformation is a complicated thing. But one thing that we can't do, not just because the First Amendment forecloses it, but also because it's a bad idea, is give the government the authority to say, here's a set of ideas or here's a set of speakers that are off limits to us. You know, Americans can't have access to these ideas, or Americans can't have access to these media platforms. That's something that the First Amendment forecloses, and I think forecloses for very good reasons.
Well, let's say this bill becomes law and ends in a ban on TikTok in the U.S. There are 170 million American users of the platform. So what do you think could be the potential impacts on internet culture?
Well, you know, this image of, you know, Chinese citizens sort of huddled in their basements under blankets connecting to virtual private networks in order to access platforms from other countries, you know, American platforms, you know, that is an image, I think, that we associate with countries like China and Iran and Saudi Arabia. And, you know, I guess I'm wondering, are we soon going to have Americans doing similar things to access platforms that the government, that the U.S. government has put off limits? So that's one question. But, you know, another question is just how other governments will react to this decision. If the United States bans its own citizens from accessing a Chinese platform, isn't that going to give ammunition to authoritarian leaders all over the world? Like, what is India going to do with that decision, or El Salvador, or Turkey? You know, there are lots of countries that are thinking through these questions about which platform should our citizens have access to. And I worry that if the United States adopts this particular practice, it's going to be a gift to those authoritarian leaders all over the world.
So what do you expect will happen if this bill passes the Senate and has President Biden sign it, which he has said he will?
I mean, you know, Congress has a lot of power, but it can't override the First Amendment. And this bill will certainly be challenged in court, I assume, by TikTok at least, and probably others as well. And at some point, the Biden administration is going to have to point to a justification for the bill that survives First Amendment scrutiny. So there's going to be a First Amendment fight here if this law is passed by the Senate.
That was Jamil Jaffer at the Knight First Amendment Institute. Rosie Hughes produced this episode. I'm Lily Jamali, and that's Marketplace Tech. This is APM.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.